Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. And we hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different what we normally do, but we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this.
We don't know much about Dolly Radford, but we know she was here in the Quantock Hills. We don't know when or what she was doing here, but she wrote this poem called In the Quantock Hills. Here, autumn, like a flying bird that through the quivering foliage trills, comes swiftly in the night and stays a moment in these grassy ways among the hills. And with the day's awakened sun, oh, every gold and purple mile, a finer radiance shows where she folded her bright wings graciously to rest a while. Here, all the earth is crystal clear, and all its people wise and free. Here, where the orchards each on each run down the valley till they reach a crystal sea. And that's Dolly Radford.
Crosses the porch, bicycle spokesman round. My jacket's on, I'm out the door, and tonight I'm gonna burn this town down. And the girls in their summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light, the girls close, pass me by. A kid's rubble smacks off the gutter 'neath the lamplight. Big bang clock chimes off through the sleepy front porch lights. Downtown the store's alight as the evening's underway. Things get we
We are not evil. 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 We are not unkind. We are good and godly. Watches for the blind. We can smell the devil hiding in the small towns, toying with the idol, pushing dirt around. We are not evil. We can hear the harpers sleeping with the deep. Dead and veiled, we fight them with fire, duck them underwater, swing them from the scaffold, turn their faces pale. Someone's got to guard you, watch you when you're resting. We will keep a vigil, protect you from the dark. A dog with a cow's head, Hitling and a polecat, saw them dance around town, foaming at the jaw. We are not evil. We can hear the harpies sleeping with the demons. We can hear them howling across the dead and veil. Fight them with fire, duck them underwater, swing them from the scaffold, turn their faces pale. We are not evil. We are not evil. We are not evil. We are not evil. We are not evil.
I went through your cabins and drawers, through your clothes on the floor. I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up. Tore pages out of your books. I wrote words where I knew you would look. I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up. And all this rain, love, don't wash away shit. And all the days go, this waiting's not worth it. You know I love you, but you got me so mad. You were the best friend I almost had. Plastic's so easy to break, it snaps cleanly in two. I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up, you know you did too. Look what you made me do. You made me think that I lost you. I know I fucked up, I know I fucked up, I know I and all this rain, love, don't wash away shit, and all the days go, this waiting's not worth it, you know I love you, but you got me so mad.
Thank you. mundo.
I'm the boy I used to be. Keep thinking you can use me when you're horny. The girl with the fiesta means nothing to me. She's just a means to get from A to Z. Keep lying when you're asking yourself why. The boy with the dirty fingernails wants to pass the time with you. I know what we can do. Sweet nothing for an hour or two. When you're giving up and you're letting go, when you waste your time and you give up hope, at the back of your mind there's a little shine where you can just pretend that you're driving at 1,000 miles an hour, that you're driving at 2,000 miles an hour. When you're having sex without the feeling, staying in and watching TV, there's a place where no one hurts you. Whilst my hand rides up your thigh, pull your brown Chevette into the lay-by. The seats go back, I'll make you relax. When you're giving up and you're letting go, when you waste your time and you give up hope, at the back of your mind there's a little shrine where you can just pretend you're driving at 5,000 miles an hour, that you're driving at 6,000 miles an hour. When you're doing nothing, when you're feeling nothing, doesn't it feel good
There's no reason to say it, but she says it anyway. We both know it's time for us to go to bed, but she has to prove that she doesn't really want to, even though she does. We've been out of each other for 11 weeks, in which time we've had sex on 14 occasions. On two of those occasions, we had sex twice in one night. These are the only two times this has ever happened to me, so that's 16 times in all. 10 took place in her bed, at her flat, 4 in my bed, once on my couch. We once had sex outside during the day. This is the only time this has ever happened to me, and I never really thought it would. We split up 2 weeks ago because she believed that I constantly used irony to hide my conservative attitudes and beliefs. This is the first time we've seen each other since then, and because we found out earlier that neither of us has seen anyone, we both know we're going to end up having sex tonight. I heavily suspect that this will be the last time we'll have sex. I also suspect it will be the best time. Of the 16 times we had sex, on 7 occasions, I asked her whether she liked it. She said yes 7 times, but I think she lied twice. I was only bothered by it once. I always seem to end up having sex with my girlfriends after we split up, and it started to bother me. It seems very adolescent, very sixth form. I had sex lots of times with my first girlfriend after we split up, and then, when we finally did stop having sex, she started wearing those stripy tights which no one wears now. I thought, shit, now you're wearing stripy tights. I thought they were very sexy at the time, but I don't think I do now. I think if Carol, the ex-girlfriend I'm about to sleep with now, started to wear stripy tights after tonight, then I think I would be glad we'd split up. Of the 16 times we had sex, I, of course, enjoyed it every time. I enjoy sex mainly because, for me, it's impossible to think of anything else during it. It's the only thing I do where I'm able to concentrate completely. This doesn't make me good at it. I'm neither good or bad. 3 of my 5 girlfriends have told me as much. Though I secretly think one of them thought I was very good at it. Though I think that was because she was bad at it, and she thought that to have good sex, you just had to make a lot of noise. She was only partly right. On 3 occasions when we had sex, she laughed at some point. I didn't like this at all. I thought this was wholly inappropriate. I know I'm stupid for thinking this. I'm sure laughter is at the core of a good sex life for people far more mature than me. Of the 16 times we had sex, 6 times she was on her back, 6 times I was on my back, and 4 times she was on all fours. This statistic to me seems perfect. I think that it's the right amount of times to adopt those positions during 16 bouts of sex. I wouldn't want you to think that the one time we had sex outside, that we were exposed. It wasn't that daring. We were in a remote place. We were well hidden. Once I was kissing my very first girlfriend on a roundabout in a park, and I was aware of a boy hiding behind a tree spying on us. The boy was maybe about 10. I remember thinking if I was that boy watching this, I'd think it was impossibly erotic, being that near to 2 people actually kissing. But there I was, actually kissing, not thinking about it, but doing it. As I grow up, I never seem to stop thinking like that. Tonight, when I have sex with Carol, that's what I will be thinking. Here I am, having sex with Carol. Sometimes the thinking is better than the doing.
Thank you. it sold chicken and pushchairs and ringtones in Rachel and Amy's hometown. Setting the broadwalk on fire and trying to sing like Mariah. They found a drummer who knew how to play a girl bassist into Dre and a guitarist into hard rock with an axe with a pointy headstock. They were the best band to come out of Harlow. All of their friends would tell them so. They mixed R&B and death metal. Everybody loves Amy and Rachel. They were the best band to get on the stage at an all-day gig for the underaged. They probably won't get famous, but everybody loves Rachel and Amy. Rachel and Amy know that you eat shitty foods and you get fat, but they still got extra in the middle. Helps them out with their sexy wiggle, singing songs about boys that they hate into some dented SM58s. They think of all of the times they got hurt, and then they put it all into their words. They were the best band to come out of Harlow. I always made sure the orange concentrate is watered down. The meat is nearly cooked and your skin is turning brown. Polish beers and lemonade split the afternoon in two with a snooze. Ping pong balls fly over the fence. Nature beats the lazy in any event. Venus flytrap dying on the windowsill. And I love you still. Oh, I love you still. And we welcome our summer visitors to our door. And our overgrown garden. Welcome our summer.
your scrappy little nest, and we welcome our summer visitors. They built a nest amongst the vine. We welcome our summer visitors. They settle down when the weather's fine.
Mad as hell. The teachers at school, they took us for fools. We will dance and sing all night.
From Barrow.
I love you when the tiny tugboats bob about. My lazy hands just fool around. I play